You're at the event today here as an artist, but why do you think human rights matter so much in the context of mental health?
In context of mental health, I mean, as human beings, we are all individuals, so our own development through life, we have a different contextual development through our whole lifetime. So people have a different what they've been influenced by throughout their lives has been either detrimental to their behaviour patterns, or they came into access of not being able to have like a substantial way of life that's beneficial for them. So the Mental Health Act, I think, is a very positive move for people who are in need of that facility, whatever that spectrum may be. And it's very important, because without it, people are going to be left out of the world, as a whole, and then become a bit more isolated in a way. So whether we like it or not, we as individuals, some of us need a bit more help through life than others, so it's beneficial for everybody to be able to have that access, and it's important as well for being able to be able to kind of be themselves and to know that they've had problems throughout their life, and being able to know that someone somewhere is legally able to like entitle them to be, to move forward with their life. And I think that's what's important about human rights, is being able to move forward and develop from things that have happened throughout their lifetime.
Obviously, you're in a therapeutic room here, Felting, yeah, in the chill out zone. In the main room, people are discussing barriers that people still face. What do you think those key barriers are?
It can be anything from, just generally communication with, you walk into a shop, you don't know exactly, whether that's the service side or the customer side. People are, we're all like different, so we all have a different way of expressing ourselves. And I think sometimes if you don't know someone or an individual, you're going to have a very shut down aspect of who that person is, rather than being...
Language seems to be a common barrier that has come up in discussions. Just to sum up, what actions can we take here in Scotland to challenge that?
It's been a bit more getting people to know about mental health and how they can actually be a little bit more empathic, towards people who are maybe not as they may deem as being normal, because no one is normal. What is normal? It would be great if people were able to be a little bit more open to one another and be a little bit more communicative. And if someone does have, issues of any sort, being able to express them, but in a very delicate manner, and being able to receive that delicacy back again, empathy, an understanding, and its communication is the main thing. And the government and everybody else has to kind of bring that into par, so that we can all open up and almost be at one, if you want.